Garrett Abernathy didn't need to set an alarm to wake up. His internal clock told him it was time to get out of bed and head out to check on the fence lines, cattle, horses, and bison on the Flying A Ranch before driving to the Bronco Convention Center to meet with the manager. He'd set up an appointment with Chuck Carter to discuss adding organic bison burgers to the catering menu for the Mistletoe Rodeo scheduled for later in the week. Last year, the excitement in Bronco was akin to that of Super Bowl Sunday, when Bronco's own champion bronc rider, Jeff Burris, was the MC and was also on the program. The rodeo had brought in crowds from all over Montana and neighboring states to watch professional as well as amateurs exhibit their skills in the three-day event. Now there was even more excitement because the organizers had announced the Hawkins sisters were also on the card. Earlier in the year, Garrett had attended the Bronco Summer Family Rodeo, and he had only caught a glimpse of the women during their performances. He might be an armchair spectator when it came to baseball, basketball, or hockey, but for the rodeo, he had to be at the action. However, making certain his family's cattle ranch remained viable had become a top priority for Garrett. At the age of 43, the eldest of Hutch and Hannah's five sons had returned to Bronco 10 years ago after his divorce and thrown all his energies into what he loved most, the family business. The small herd of bison were a new addition to the livestock. Though their father had been skeptical at first, Garrett and his four brothers were confident that the distribution of organic bison meat to restaurants was a win-win proposition. When they had purchased the bison, 11 heifers were already pregnant, and this past spring, new calves had increased the herd to 43. It was mid-morning by the time he'd completed his inspections, and Garrett returned home to prepare for his meeting with Chuck. The border collie puppy he'd adopted earlier that year from the Happy Hearts Animal Sanctuary began whining as a cleaned-up Garrett slipped his arms into the sleeves of a corduroy jacket. It was on a rare occasion that Garrett did not wear the jacket. It had become so much of a favorite garment for him that he'd purchased several in navy blue and chocolate brown. Once one wore out, he'd exchange it for a newer one. It was a favored alternative to the suits he'd worn when living and working in New York, suits that had begun to feel like straitjackets.